you come out of the Marines.
Come out of the Marines. I go back to St. Louis. I do several things. I take some night courses at a college in St. Louis. I accrue a whole bunch more college credits, also working full-time. I did all kinds of jobs. But I was a social worker then for about 10 months. I kind of faked my way into that one. I also was a lab technician for a while. I really faked my way into that one. On the application, it was for a lab assistant in this big cable company where they apply enamel to the cable. And they were looking for somebody with kind of a science background. Remember, I wasn't very... They said, what is your major in college? And I put ENG. It was English, but they thought it was engineering. So I got the job, and I was on the graveyard shift, and I'd come in there at midnight, and they'd leave me notes what to do. I had a white lab coat on, and I was like a trained monkey. I had to test the viscosity of these enamels and everything. I remember I'd always make soup in the beakers, too. And I would get all the work done, and then I'd have this time, and I'd write. I'd make up stories. I'd read. I'd meet people out in the plant. I remember seeing a guy get killed out in the plant. He got caught up in one of the machines. And then I worked as a social worker, and I was a real renegade social worker. I really tried to help the people out there. I had great experiences there. And I married for the first time. I married a woman named Judy Baker. Several former Marines, we were all taking classes together at this community college, and we started dating these girls from Lindenwood College near St. Louis, a fancy girls' school. And they hooked me up with Judy. She was a pretty blonde, majoring in French, about to graduate, a little bit older than me. By and by, we got married in the Lindenwood College chapel, just before my mother died. I was totally ill-prepared for marriage. I was still really crazy, wild. Decided to go to the University of Missouri. We moved to Columbia. I took a whole load of courses there, and our marriage quickly dissolved. There was a little catch to it, which I'll get back to in a minute. But one of the courses I took was Bonehead Spanish. It was mostly for seniors who had put off all their language requirement to the last. It was just Bonehead Spanish. 5 hours, you met every day and had labs. I was in a big class. It was mostly a lot of football players, a lot of ex-GIs, a lot of former Marines, a lot of doggy soldiers, sailors. We were just a little bit older than most of the regular students. And this graduate student walks in to teach us, a TA, getting their master's in Spanish, Senorita Suzanne Fitzgerald. And that's the first time I laid eyes on Suzanne. By God, she ran a tight ship. She could keep control of us guys. Suzanne loves to tell this story. Right away, I figured I can't do all this stuff. And I was drinking pretty hard, playing hard, running around on my wife, working at different jobs, bartending, doing a little side bouncing. So when she'd ask a question in Spanish, my hand was the first one up like this, and I was waving it. And she'd call on me, and I would just say gibberish. She didn't know what to do, and so she'd call on somebody else, and they'd give the answer. So finally, it worked. She just quit calling on me. And I didn't even have to raise my hand anymore. She would get me to play the maid in different plays and stuff like that, which kind of pissed me off. But I really liked her. I was really drawn to her, and my marriage was quickly ending. Suzanne called me into her office, her faculty office, which is about the size of a Volkswagen. I came in there, and she said, Senior Wallace, I know you're trying very hard, but you're really not making much improvement. She said, and I'm afraid they're going to make me send a notice home to your parents. Well, I hadn't lived at home for a long time. I said, Senorita, you do what you think's best. It's okay. End of the semester, she'll tell you, she was looking at her grade book. Instead of the F that I richly deserved, she felt so sorry for me. Maybe he's shell-shocked. Maybe, I don't know. She gave me a D-. I took the next semester by correspondence, and I hired her as my tutor. My marriage ended. Suzanne ahead of me moved to Santa Fe, New Mexico. She gave me Santa Fe that crazy summer of 1969. That was a great summer. We were actually in Los Angeles when the Manson killings happened. We had nothing to do with it. We hitchhiked into Mexico to go to bullfights. And Suzanne, who had grown up in El Paso, she says South New Mexico, because El Pasoans don't particularly care for Texas, most of them. She had spent all of her time as a child and young woman up in Albuquerque and Santa Fe, this magic city. And I'll never forget with her and a woman we called Proud Mary, who became one of our group, going over that hill from Albuquerque, and there I saw Santa Fe for the first time, and it's never left my memories. This is another big milestone in my life with the Santa Fe years. We moved there.